thank you. In my group, I was the one who was talking about the craving for annihilation and had made that connection just as we were sitting there about mindfulness of death. I don't know if there's a connection there, but like it feels like there's something, and even this morning in the guidance about falling away, you know, as I notice myself grasping for things in order to change the way that I feel or to escape, you know, a feeling. And there was even some discussion about, you know, what joy can come with mindfulness of death or just celebrating in some way. So I guess I'm making some connections and curious about kind of more that could be said about, like the teachings and just embracing more the benefits, I guess, of this and the ability to be aware of, okay, in this moment I'm craving, you know, wanting to get away from this feeling, so I'm reaching for something, but maybe being able to just be with it more, recall, this is what's happening, and maybe recalling, you know, that desire to just, yeah, the healthy desire to have something fall away. I don't know if I'm making much sense if this is coming out as a question, but it's just something that's like, it feels like there's something very useful here.
Yeah, there's something really important to be contemplating in that, in the sense, and particularly because there is a really fine line between letting something fall away and wanting to annihilate it. You know, when you say it that starkly, then it's sort of clear. But emotionally and how we feel, yeah, sometimes there's a really fine line of where the mind, and this is where, you know, that contemplation of bhavatanha, vibhavatanha is actually really important. That sense of that desire for non-existence, the desire for non-being, as opposed to being comfortable with cessation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's fine lines there that need to be investigated. And it's really important because sometimes when we, you know, really what's happening is we're sinking into vibhavatanha, but we've got it intellectually couched as you know, I'm comfortable with cessation, you know. You know, we like to sort of pretty it up somehow and make it acceptable. But in reality, we just want to get rid of it and push it away. And not it outside there, even me, I just don't want to exist. I don't want to deal with this. So it is a really important aspect of investigation. And when, you know, when the Buddha talks of how important or how subtle this middle way is, it is really subtle. And it's one of the reasons why the Buddha himself, you know, on his awakening, said, you know, he spent who knows how many lifetimes with the aspiration of full and complete awakening. And then when he is awakened, he said, I can't teach this. Nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to follow this. So it's that there is a subtlety there that was even daunting for the Buddha. But of course, he spent 45 years trying to clarify it and teach it give us the tools to be able to get a feel for the efficacy of this middle way. And it's a middle way of practice, but it's also a middle way of view, being able to view things in a middle way so that the mind isn't veering towards that being and non-being, existence and non-existence. But there's a middle way of view that is able to see through the extremes that the mind goes to. And that takes a subtlety of training and clarity of heart. And certainly contemplation of death is a really great motivator for how do I understand that more clearly? this is really important, and I need to get a handle on this, because the days and nights are relentlessly passing.